Today we're building a future jungle raga cut arrangement in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is bigger than just making it sound jungle. We want forward motion. We want that timeless roller energy, where the drums keep pushing, the vocal chops feel like a rhythmic weapon, and the atmospheres glue everything together without clogging the mix. If you've ever had a loop that sounded great but didn't really go anywhere, this lesson is for that. In future jungle, the arrangement is often what makes the track feel dangerous. The bass can be solid, the break can be nasty, but if the vocal cuts, atmosphere shifts, and drum edits don't create tension and release, the whole thing can flatten out. So today we're going to build the kind of section that feels alive from intro to drop to switch up. Start by setting your Live 12 project around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this style because it gives the breaks enough speed and tension, but still leaves room for the bass to breathe. Create 5 groups straight away: drums, bass, vocal cuts, atmospheres, and effects. That simple organization matters more than people think, especially once the arrangement starts getting busy. Color code them if you want: red or orange for drums, purple for bass, yellow for vocals, blue or gray for atmospheres, and white for effects. It sounds like a small thing, but it keeps your brain moving fast when you're making decisions. If you have a reference track, drop it into another lane and keep it muted most of the time. Don't obsess over matching the sound yet. At this stage, we're studying arrangement density and energy curve. We want to understand how often the track changes, where it opens up, and where it slams back in. Now let's build the drum foundation. Start with one gritty break loop. Amen style energy works brilliantly, but any break with character, swing, and detail will do. Warp it carefully. If you need warping, try beats mode first so you keep the transient feel. Complex Pro can work in some cases, but for a jungle break, you usually want it to still feel like a break, not a polished loop. Layer a kick and snare underneath only if the break needs reinforcement. Don't flatten the break character. The break should feel like the main motor of the groove, not a layer sitting on top of a drum machine. On the drum group, add drum bus with just a little drive, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%. If the break needs extra weight, use boom lightly, but keep checking the low end so you don't step on the sub. A small EQ8 cut below about 25 to 30 Hz helps clean up rumble that doesn't add anything musically. Now for the groove detail. Duplicate the break clip and start chopping tiny slices around the snare tails and hats. Use 1/16 or 1/32 edits, and nudge a few hits slightly late to get that human drag. That tiny bit of looseness can make the groove feel way more alive. If you want a little extra swing, use Live's groove pool, but don't overdo it. In future jungle, too much swing can kill the forward lean. We want movement, not wobble. Here's the key idea. The break gives you micro motion, which allows the bass to stay more stable and heavy. That contrast is a big part of why rollers work. The drums keep the surface alive, while the low end stays rooted. Now let's design the bass. We're going to split it into two layers, a clean sub and a mid-bass or Reese layer. For the sub, use operator or wavetable with a simple sine or triangle wave. Keep it mono, keep it clean, and keep it disciplined. Start with just one or two notes in a bar or two-bar pattern. In this style, less note density often works better than expected. The groove comes from where the notes are missing as much as where they land. You can add a small glide or portamento, maybe around 30 to 80 milliseconds, if you want the notes to smear slightly into each other. But keep it subtle. The sub should live mostly below 90 or 100 Hz and hold the track down. For the mid-bass, use wavetable or analog with a detuned texture. Think Reese energy, but controlled. Two detuned oscillators, or a wavetable with some movement, can give you that gritty forward pressure. Add a low-pass filter somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how aggressive you want it. Then use a touch of saturator or a drum bus drive for character. Keep the width under control. The bottom needs to stay centered, and anything under about 120 Hz should feel effectively mono. If the low end starts fighting itself, use sidechain compression very lightly from the kick or drum bus. You usually only need a couple dB of gain reduction. This is not about pumping for effect. It's about making the kick and bass relationship clear enough that the roller keeps moving without clouding up. Now for the signature move, the raga cut. This is where the whole style comes alive. Take a raga vocal phrase, an MC shout, or any short vocal sample with attitude. Put it on an audio track and chop it into rhythmic fragments. You are not trying to build a full vocal performance here. You're turning the voice into a percussive hook. Think of short phrases or words like come again, hey, badman, or move. The actual content matters less than the rhythm and character. A really useful mindset here is to treat the vocal as a timing device. Often the strongest syllable works best slightly ahead of the bar line, and then the rest of the phrase falls back into the pocket. That tiny push-pull effect helps the groove feel urgent. Process the vocal with EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the low end. Then use auto filter if you want to automate some tension and release, opening and closing the vocal cuts over time. A little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, can help it bite. Add echo for short dub-style repeats, maybe on an eighth note or dotted eighth note, with low feedback, so it doesn't turn into a wash. If you want reverb, keep it short or send-based. Too much wash kills the impact of the cut. Now arrange the vocal like a drummer, not like a singer. Let it answer the snare. Let it jab before a bass hit. Let it leave space. A strong call and response pattern might be vocal jab, drum hit, bass answer, vocal echo tail. That kind of phrasing is a huge part of why Ragga Jungle feels so alive. Next, atmospheres. These are not filler. They're glue. They're what make the track feel like one continuous corridor of energy instead of a pile of loops. Create a couple of atmosphere lanes. Maybe jungle rain, tape hiss, vinyl crackle, room tone, dub space noise, or a reverse texture for transitions. Use auto filter to keep the atmospheres out of the low end. High pass them somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. Automate the cutoff a little during builds so they feel like they're opening up. Then pull them back when the drop lands. That contrast is powerful. A classic move is to let the atmosphere swell into the end of an 8-bar phrase, then cut it sharply right before the drop. When the drums come back in, they feel much bigger. Add a little motion with echo on ascend, or a short hybrid reverb for space. Maybe use auto pan very gently on wider textures. The key is subtlety. Atmospheres should support the arrangement, not blur the groove. Now let's lay out the first 16 bars like a proper DJ-friendly tension builder. Bars 1 to 8 should feel like the intro groove. Let the break play clearly. Let the atmosphere set the world. Tease the bass, but don't reveal everything at once. Use the vocal cut sparingly, just enough to hint at the hook. Bars 9 to 16 should bring in more vocal interaction and let the bass speak more clearly. The atmosphere can open up a little more here. Then by bars 17 to 24, you're in the drop. This is where the bass and break lock in, and the vocal cut becomes the hook. But even here, don't overcrowd every single bar. A good roller breathes. Leave little gaps so the hits have weight. Then bars 25 to 32 can become a switch up or reduction. This could be a ghost drop, a stripped section, or a variation that resets the ear before the next phrase. A ghost drop is a brilliant move here. Strip the bass out for half a bar, leave just break, vocal, and atmosphere, then slam the low end back in. That tiny void makes the return feel huge. At this stage, resist the urge to add more and more parts. Instead, automate movement into what you already have. That's usually the smarter play. For example, automate the bass filter cutoff to open slightly over 4 or 8 bars. Automate the echo send on the vocal so the tails bloom at phrase endings. Let the atmosphere high pass move a little higher during the build, then relax after the drop. Push drum bus drive a touch during the return if you want more urgency. A lot of intermediate producers automate too much. The truth is, a few well-timed moves often beat constant motion. In this style, simplicity placed well can sound much bigger than endless tweaking. Now let's make sure the group balance is holding together. On the drums, a light glue compressor can help bind the break and any layered hits together. Keep the attack relatively slow and the release medium, and only take off a little bit of gain reduction, maybe 1 or 2 dB. On the bass group, use EQ8 to make sure the sub and mid aren't stepping on each other. Narrow the low end with utility if needed. Check that anything below about 120 Hz is effectively mono. Also check the track in mono. That matters a lot in this style. Listen for whether the vocal cuts disappear, whether the kick and sub still feel connected, and whether the break still has enough clarity when the stereo image collapses. Don't worry about loudness yet. The main question is whether the arrangement still feels clear when it gets busy. Here's a useful mindset for this whole process. Build phrase logic, not just loop logic. Ask yourself what answers the vocal in bars 1 to 2, what answers it in bars 3 to 4, and what changes in bars 7 to 8. If every bar has the same intensity, the roller loses direction. Future Jungle needs contrast at high speed. Repetition locks the listener in, but variation keeps the tune alive. A few extra teacher-style tips before you finish. Keep one element dirty on purpose. If everything is polished, the track loses grit. let a break stay rough, or let one atmosphere be noisy, or let the vocal return be a little clipped. That roughness gives the arrangement character. Also, use contrast and clip lengths. Alternate very short vocal hits with occasional longer tails. That tiny shift can make the listener feel like the arrangement is progressing, even if the sound palette stays mostly the same. And think like a selector. Keep the intro and outro clean enough to mix, but make the drop do the emotional work quickly. In darker DNB, you want impact fast, without losing the DJ-friendly structure. If you want to push this further, try resampling your bass boss. Render a 4-bar bass phrase, chop it up, reverse a few pieces, or bring back only selected fragments. That gives the bass a gritty sense of evolution without starting over from scratch. You can also duplicate your break and process the second version differently for a variation section, maybe more crunch, more top end, or tighter gated feel.